Well, welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. This is our second hour today, and hopefully you will enjoy our second hour. And I pray those of you who came back to hear the second hour that you enjoyed the first hour. And evidently, you did if you came back. I have a few announcements to give you before I get to my show. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH or call in if you have any questions or would just like to become a part of our conversation. The number here, 740-383-9944. Again, 740-383-9944. Isn't it a beautiful day outside, September the 21st, and the trees are slowly changing their leaves. And about this time next month, we'll have that beautiful skyline of red and orange and dark yellows to look at as our scenery. Can't wait till that happens. The reason I say that, because it's going to happen whether I like it or not, right? Right. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce, every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place October 21st. Please mark your calendars. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. They also have a wellness fitness walk adjacent to their sanctuary. So please take advantage of that. It is open to the public. It's really a nice little area. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County Elementary Schools, along with North Union City and County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. And I forgot to mention this last hour. This is in reference to the Marion County Historical Society and Kingston residents of Marion. They will be presenting the Ham and Bean Supper October the 14th of 2023. It begins at 7:30 p.m. to 7. It begins at 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Purchase your tickets at Heritage Hall, only $7 per dinner. Ham and beans, cornbread with butter, a cookie and drink. Dine in or carry out. So mark your calendars for that. Also, they will be doing a meet and dine with the presidents of the United States of America at the All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, 6989 Waldo Delaware Road, Waldo, Ohio. $40 for VIP seating. No children price for VIP. $35 for general seating and $20 for general seating with children 5 to 12 years old. VIP seating with the presidents. Speaking presidents, they will have James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester A. Arthur, and Theodore Roosevelt. And they will be having non-speaking presidents like George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, Ulysses S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Mrs. Helen Louise Taft, Nellie Taft, First Lady, Warren G. Harding, Harry S. Truman, and Mrs. Mary Geneva, Mamie Eisenhower. So that should be a fun night. You can mark your calendars for that as well. Okay, I'd like to give a thought for today on my programs, and this one is titled, Be Here Now. Let's see what it says. The past is history, so let it go. The future is a mystery, so let it come. The present is a gift. Be truly in the present today and release all your fears based on the past and your worries imagined futures. This is the work of someone who truly wants to awaken and break free from the anchors and burdens of dead yesterdays and speculative tomorrows. Now, I hope my guest was listening to that thought for today. He said the first one was a little too long.
That one was the right size.
My guest is Willie Harris.
It wasn't too much to the right, and it wasn't too much to the left. It was right up the middle.
It sure was. Short and sweet, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I heard my man say. Mike Collier. He said, I want a hamburger. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, I don't want it too cooked well. He said, and I don't want it too unwell cooked. Right. I want it right up the middle.
Right, right.
He did that about five times.
Oh, my.
And the cook came back to him and said, tell that guy that the cook said that he can blank, 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 my blank, blank, not on the right side and not on the left side, but straight, up the middle. And I thought it was all right.
Okay.
I like him, man.
Willie Harris. He is the author of a book titled...
Wait a minute, I don't know if that's good.
This is your life.
A road to healing.
And tell them about your YouTube.
My YouTube.
Programs.
I have a YouTube program that is Willie Harris Tap 1. That's how you get to it. I finally found out I'm going to name everything I have Willie Harris Tap 1. I just haven't gotten around to it. Mm-hmm. So that anytime you can get to the Instagram or whatever. And what it is my son and I are doing a thing called Now and Then. We decided to come up with this idea of a father and son perspective on certain things. And lately we've been leaning towards movies and looking at movies. But we want to do more things than just movies. So,
right.
You know, we kind of just, it takes time, man.
I see it does take time.
You know, just like the other day, we decided we wanted to change our studio around so that we could use a different camera shooting. So we're playing with having three cameras opposed to having one camera. Now, you know, we don't have one of those splitters where you can take camera A, B, and C off air, you know, so that if you just want A to be on, then you just flip A and then that one's on, then the rest of them are off. You know, we used to have that in church, and I thank God for giving me the grace and the time to be able to learn how to use that kind of equipment, to know what it is now. And we'll eventually get something similar to that, because I can guarantee you, now that I'm thinking about it, there's probably something on the market that's not that expensive, that's inexpensive, just that you can actually kind of just do a basic thing. That you can do a basic thing. I'll see if he called back. He might be trying to tell me something. Anyhow, the splicer that allows you to go from camera A, C. So, like, what happens is if you got a camera sitting up over here and you know that you're going to go to that camera and you got camera one looking at you this way, you got to fade this one out as the person changes your face over here, else you'll have the side of their face over there, which is the same as having it on. So we're working on that.
Well, good.
So it takes time, man.
It does.
That's what I was telling you. And we was also talking about the fact that I was told I work with some Mormons, and that's where I got all that information from. Those guys, man, I mean, I work with them for a good little bit of time. Enough to where I realize that they are prepared for some stuff that other people are not prepared for. I mean, they got food banks hidden all over the world. And, you know, people don't even know about it. Now, this is the stuff that was told to me. And it ain't like they hiding it from you. They just ain't telling you that they got the stuff, you know.
Which is hiding.
Well, sort of. In a way. But you know,
you're
supposed to prepare yourself.
Right. Oh, yeah, we have to prepare ourselves.
You know.
Just like when COVID hit, what happened?
Yeah.
Everything was shut down.
Everything got shut down, right.
Did you have toilet paper? Did you have water? You know, did you have your medical first aid kits?
You know, I'm going to tell you something. We was fortunate that certain groups wasn't able to interfere with the airways because they was going to try it. And they could have done it. You know, they could have done it. But people stopped them. I'm only speaking from what I think I've heard. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't come knocking at my door asking me a damn thing. Because I only know what I'm telling you. I heard, you know, same news you listening to. You know, you just putting these things together and realize there's other forces that's on this planet that's doing things.
Oh, yes.
You know, and the only reason that a dam holds back the water mm-hmm. is because it's not enough water. Because if you put too much water in there, it won't hold it. It'll right. seep over.
Right.
So all this stuff we've been hearing, it's just to hold you back. But believe me, there's more going on than what we've been talking about, man.
Oh, I'm sure.
I try to bring this up every time we talk about that Roswell thing. That was it was only a hoax in the sense to where they wanted the story to be focused out of Roswell. But that wasn't what had really happened. There was a crash, but it wasn't in that area. But that's where they took everybody. Mm-hmm. So while they worked on the real stuff a few miles up the road somewhere.
Right.
That's what they said. All you got to do is read the report.
Right. Right. And accept it as fact. Because, you know, people... with this fake news, when that started, we all know when that started. So now people are skeptical about anything that they hear or see.
Man.
Well, they're not telling us the whole entire truth.
See, the thing is, you done lied too long to where now your people is skeptical of everything you say because you done lied too much.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Trying to make people look stupid, killing people off, you know, because they report stuff. And,
right.
And just doing all kinds of crazy, stupid stuff. And now you need people to kind of band together and realize that there's a threat possibly coming. And you can't get people to believe it because you done cried wolf too much.
True.
And that's where we are today in this country. Let me tell you something. An individual could have the exact truth. And he can come on and he can tell it on your airways and people will not believe it.
Oh, I know. I know. I know they will not accept the truth. They're calling wrong right and right wrong. I know.
But you asked them about Steve Harvey and Margie Harvey and whether or not they're going to get a divorce let me tell you what I heard. They're all into that.
Right.
And that ain't going to do a damn thing for your life.
No. It has nothing to do with your life or my life. It has not. What do I have in it? Nothing. I don't have a dime in it. I won't be getting nothing.
Let me tell you something. All of this, see, it's an illusion.
Right.
Because you got the guys that's over in Saudi Arabia, the sheikhs, the prince, worth trillions of dollars. Mm-hmm. But they ain't the number one group. Because they only got $1 trillion.
Right.
When you got this other family, they got $2 trillion and some billions left over.
Right.
I think it's like $2,600,000,000,000. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. The Saudis only got $1,500,000,000,000 or $600,000,000,000. Mm. So, you know, they're still playing around.
Right.
Well, Bill Gates got, what, $100 million? $100 billion?
Mm. All right. Let me check.
Yeah, he got $100 billion. So what I'm trying to tell you is, these dudes got trillions of dollars. They got $500 or $600 billion over the trillion. You just got $100 billion.
Right.
They got six of them. They got $600 billion. You only got $1 billion. And they got $2 trillion plus the $600 billion. So you can't even come sit at their table. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
You can't come sit at our table. You don't have enough money, buddy. It's all relevant.
Wow.
It's all relevant. And then you take somebody like Oprah that's got maybe $20 billion. Then you look at somebody like...
She don't
like,
even have $20 billion, does she?
Yeah. Better check on Oprah, too.
Yeah.
Oprah that snuck up on us, man. And, yeah. Oprah been doing some good deals. And I'm going to tell you that Walmart was good to her, too.
What'd she do with Walmart?
Remember she had them soups out, man? And she only came in and out. She dipped in the system, and she was out there for about 3-4 months, and she flew and took her money and went on up out of and left it. And I ain't going to tell our secret, though. Don't worry. Yeah, man, she put a fang on you, boy, and had you rubbed out. Oprah, man, Oprah gangster. Don't get it twisted, boy.
Top 10 billionaires, Warren Buffett. All right, how much you got? We should.
Last warning. If you don't claim your special benefits this week, you risk missing out on one of the large...
I'm back here.
I do the same thing. I erase that crap as soon as I see it because... Are we still on air?
Yes, we are. We're still on air. Just 11:30.
And we up here looking stuff up.
Yeah,
we forgot it. People like, well, what are they doing?
Looking up.
We're looking up. We're trying to check our facts, man, about this Warren Buffett thing. But who? About Oprah.
All right, Elon Musk. Whoever he is.
Elon Musk is the guy. Elon is the guy that owned Tesla.
Own what?
Tesla.
Tesla.
Yeah.
$240.7 billion.
Yeah, that's about right.
Bernard Arnault and family. He has $231.4 billion. They have Jeff Bezos at $154 billion.
Yeah, that's is that the Walmart, is that the
Amazon
guy?
And Larry Ellison at $146.1 billion.
I mean, they got some cash now.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
But they can't sit at the table with these other guys. Because like I said, these guys has got a couple of $1 trillion plus a few $100 billion over that. And they constantly make it. I mean, they like the richest families in the world. And I think the Waltons, they worth like $150 billion or something, $140.
And they're claiming that this Elon Musk... is the richest man in the world by September the 21st, which is today, 2023.
They talking about it individually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe individually because the Arab guy, that's all his family's money. That's not his money.
Okay.
Now, he has a great portion of it. He's probably worth about maybe $300-400 billion himself. So... who knows? People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person. Love to keep him to the end. So now, did we come up with how much Oprah was worth? I thought you were supposed to be just looking up Oprah.
I want to see who the trillionaires are. I know there's some. Got to be one. Oh, there is currently no individual with a net worth that reaches $1 trillion. I know they're trying.
You talking about in this country?
Yeah.
No. There's no trillionaires here. They're all over in Saudi Arabia. And I think, if I ain't mistaken, I think they said that Putin done stole about $1 trillion.
Oprah's at 2.8 billion.
Same thing.
Yeah.
She must have lost about six. See, I'm kidding. I don't know what her money was. Well, I say she had about 15 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she ain't got that much.
They don't account them like that. If they got it, they're not going to tell
no,
us.
No, she ain't got it. Because if she had it, they'd give it. They'd be putting out. Now, she may have maybe, she probably got a few hundred million over that, you know. But what I was trying to say, too, they are young billionaires.
Yes, Jay-Z and
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yeah, they all new billionaires, man. They just made billions in the last 10 years or so.
540 million, they say. But they should have their money together. Beyonce next worth and and Jay-Z together. I like seeing things like that. $3 billion.
For who now?
Jay-Z and Beyonce together.
That's about right.
They're billionaires too. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Could you?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
It'd be interesting, yeah. Listen to
what would I do with $1 billion?
Spend as much of it as you can.
Because you can't take none with you, right?
I'm not even going to try to.
Rihanna's at 1.4.
But she's my girl. I don't know anything about Rihanna. But the fact that she was able to maneuver that whole industry with the perfume and stuff. And lingerie. That helped her too. But she got over with that perfume. And I think she did something like vitamin water or something.
Mm.
Maybe.
She does a beauty thing. Mm-hmm. Perfume thing. And her lingerie.
Okay.
French luxury retailer. Right. Smart girl.
Oh, yeah. I heard, I didn't hear anything really about her until she came out with that fragrance. And then all of a sudden, I started hearing, that it was doing something. All that other stuff was kicking in too.
Right.
That's why I say, man, it takes time. Because if you think Rihanna, she's a big girl too. Did you know that?
Is she?
Yeah.
Tall?
Big.
Wow.
I think she's like 6'10". No kidding. She's about 5'10".
Okay.
And she's solid too from what I hear. So she can beat you up.
Mm.
You know?
So I guess Rihanna's the richest entertainer, female.
Yeah.
She's above Taylor Swift. She's above Beyonce by herself.
Yeah. And Madonna, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked that up one day. And you wouldn't think that because they still give Taylor Swift and all them and all that hoopla, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you come back and look at who really banging.
Right. Right.
And Rihanna's the one that's doing the thing.
She's the one. She's top.
Yeah.
Of the list. Now, Beyonce and Jay-Z together bring in two point something billion, but
no,
by herself.
Single.
Right. Right.
And these things ain't important, but they're still important. I mean, it's good to know that if you do what you're supposed to do and you know the game and you play it, and you play it the way you're supposed to your advantage, you can make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I tell people, man, you want to be able enough, now that they changing this technology, especially with this AI.
Right.
I mean, I saw the Congress, I seen a Republican and a Democrat talking about now, man, they said, man, we getting ready to go and put some things in place because this AI is going to be really dangerous. If you're not into it, they're going to be done switched it, and you'll be on the outside trying to figure out what's happening. I looked at there's a, I don't even know where this place is. I don't know if I can find that or not. What are you still looking up?
Still in the money. Huh? I'm still in the money.
Okay. I need...
They said the richest woman in the world is Franciosa. Bittencourt Myers, the wealthiest woman in the world, followed by Alice Walton. Franciosa is worth $83.9 billion, and Bittencourt Myers is, she's worth $67.7. I don't know who those women are, but. Tyler Perry is the richest actor in the world at $1 billion. Oh, yeah, he moved way up at the head of the list. And Blue Ivy is one of the richest kids in the world. So, okay, we're going to get out of the phones and get out the money, I guess. Praise God.
That yeah, well, they do take your life right over.
Yeah, these phones, Google. I bet it went
no
on to something
what
else.
We were looking up.
What were we talking about,
like
money?
Back in the 60s.
Yes.
And that we was getting ready to go. Do you know that when they had Woodstock? They had in New York that same weekend a soul parade, a soul.
Same weekend.
It was a. They had the exact same thing except for it was just all R&B that they had in Woodstock. Mm-hmm. And nobody even knew about it. Well,
no, but Woodstock got all the hype, you know.
Yeah, and I didn't find out until just like recently that. Mm-hmm. Interesting that they would pick that time, but anyhow, who knows what's going on, man? There's always been a lot of shenanigans in the way that the government and people that had power or people that was in what they considered power always considered doing all kinds of backwards shady stuff.
Yes, yes.
Because they can't stand straight.
Right. Mm.
Because truth is going to still prevail.
Oh, yeah, but the truth hurts sometimes.
Well, you know, a lie hurt if it's big enough.
Oh, yeah, it can destroy you, and it's not even true.
You know,
just like we're saying, people are not alert, and they're not, you know, checking up on facts. You know, they just take things at face value that they hear and see.
Well, you should. You should believe everything you hear. Everything that's on TV is what you should believe is real. Now, it's the stuff you don't see, you don't need to see. But like Twilight Zone, all that stuff real. Keep in mind, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, all that stuff is real. Mm. You don't think so now?
Mm-mm. Well, we didn't know no better when we were growing up. We weren't taught any better.
Yeah, we did.
I believed that stuff Mom and Dad was doing. I mean, I believed it to a T.
You shouldn't trick your kids like that.
No, and I didn't.
And once your kids find out that you done tricked them like that, they can't trust you.
Right. And they're I was so upset when I found out they lied to me all that time. And I told them, too. I was 12 years old, and sometimes I'm embarrassed to say that. When I realized there was no Santa Claus.
Hold on for a second. Hey, man, what's up? I'm on the radio.
Those of you who are listening, were you as dumb as I was and lived that long and believed there was a Santa Claus? 12 years old. I'm big enough babysitting for other people. And their kids. Yeah.
I'm just trying to tell you, man.
We trusted our parents, though.
A little bit. Yeah, we did.
We trusted them that what they were telling us was true. We had no reason not to. At least I didn't. Oh, how could you lie to me like that?
You know.
And you couldn't say the word lie in our house.
No. I remember the first time that a lie actually hurt my spirit and hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a contest on the back of a cereal box.
Okay.
And what you were supposed to do were they had these characters on the back, and you were supposed to look at them and match up what they were. And if you could do that, the way they had it written up, of course, they had this nice little pretty bike over here. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
First time I'd ever seen a 10 speed with the extra caliber and stuff on it. So it was fascinating to me. And so when I looked at the thing, it had Mr. Nice, Mr. Somebody else, and then it had Mr. Grumpy or somebody else. And so I realized that they were trying to fake you out and that the guy that was the villain was really Mr. Nice Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that the guy that wasn't a villain was the guy that was the grumpy guy. So once I figured that out, and I said, okay, well, I sent this in. So I figured, well, hell, I should have won.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting around. So, you know, I'm going around the neighborhood. Me and the boys talking, yeah, man, I'm getting ready to get me one of those. Y'all know those new bikes coming out? Yeah, man, I'm getting ready to get one of them, man. I mean, you know, I got one coming. You know, and in my heart, I thought I did.
Right.
You know, and I just kept thinking about that. I mean, you know, days just going by, I'm like, damn, that bike's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Because I knew I had won.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew what the truth was.
Right.
And it wasn't until much later, I don't know how much later, I don't know if it was during that time, that period of time, or a year or so later, that it was explained to me about how people did advertisements. And I thought how disappointing I was to find out that you would purposely do something to be deceptive.
Right, and to hurt. Like you said, you hurt by that. The intention was to hurt little kids' feelings, you know? Whoever, why would people be that vindictive? Just have you buying them cereal boxes so you can get more and more of those little coupons. It's all about money.
Do you remember those grocery stamps you used to get?
Yeah.
The S&H, I think.
S&H green stamps, yes, I do. Get the little booklet, yep. Mom and them used to fill them in faithfully with them stamps. Now, oh, you talking about? Whoa. I don't think I was even 10 years old during that time.
I can remember having a bowl with water in it and flipping them down, tearing those things out to fit that page, flipping them over, putting that water on there.
Sticking them. Yeah. Me too.
On the front and back of the page.
Right.
And I thank God that I just came to my consciousness and what didn't say what I was getting ready to say. Because I was somewhere else. I was zoning for a second. That is one of the most deceptive, deceitful, devilish, demonic thing I think you can develop. Because here you are trying to pull those things together to get a toaster.
Yeah.
And the amount of groceries you done bought
to get it.
To buy the stamps to put in the box, you could have done went to a place if Walmart would have existed back then.
Yes.
Which, what was back then? You didn't have, was it Kresge's?
We had Murphy's downtown and Kresge's.
And
yep.
Then you had
Bargain City.
Bargain City.
Yep.
And remember Big Bear's?
Big Bear's, yes.
Well, what was Big Bear's? Because I think...
It was a grocery store.
Was that a grocery store? I know we had an AGI.
Albert's. Wasn't it called Albert's?
There was an Albert's, but there was a GIA.
IGA.
IGA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff. But this place used to be popping back then.
It used to.
Oh, yeah, man. We had a lot of stuff going on.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, this was an industrious little town. A lot of money was made here.
Man. Oh, yeah.
A lot of money. So, it's good to be able not to reminisce about what we've gone through.
Yes, it is.
Now, what was your thought for this second half?
It was Be Here Now. That's okay. The title.
Be Here Now.
We'll pull it up again.
Well, that's almost like the other one in a little bit, because the other one...
It was so long.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was Be Yourself, wasn't it?
Yes.
So Be yes, Here it Now was. And Be Yourself. Okay, they go together. Kind of. You don't have to read all of it. Just that was enough.
And a lot of these thoughts for today is more or less, I've noticed, about individuality. You know, getting yourself together, getting your thoughts together, and not be so far in the past. That's what this one is about, and not be so far in the future. It says, the future is a mystery, so let it come. The present is a gift. Be truly in the present today. And release all your fears based on the past and your worries, imagined futures. This is the work of someone who truly wants to awaken and break free from the anchors and burdens of dead yesterdays and speculative tomorrows. Because yesterday is gone already, so and people are speculating what the future is going to be. They don't know, but they're speculating, you know. So, and people say make a plan for your life.
Man, you should.
That's what they say.
You should.
Yeah. Where are you going to be? Where do you see yourself in 5 years or 2 years? You know, what about 20 years?
You know, I know people like to ask those type of questions, and they always sound like something, you know, good, but the thing is, how are you supposed to know? If you don't know where you are right now.
Amen.
How are you supposed to know where you're going?
Right.
And see, consistency, doing the same things over and over again, like talking about Taylor Swift doing her thing with getting 13,000 people registered to vote.
There you go.
I mean, so that we can put this country back in a position that it need to be in, you know, and give this country back to the people.
Right.
You know, and the only way to do that is to get out and vote.
So true. So
all
true.
All you have to do is think about this, because there's a lot of people just vote just because they just want to vote, because they got the right to vote, and they don't care about the outcome, because if you have somebody that's been accused of rape and somebody that they got 91 indictments, they done talked about you 91 times that you've done something, even if it's not right, even if it's not true. I don't know, man. How can you want that guy to be in front of you saying he's going to lead you anywhere? Where can he lead you?
My mother taught me that every lie is different, but the truth always sounds the same.
That's true.
My mother said, she said that's how you can tell a truth from a lie.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to tell the same lie.
Yeah, even if it's written down.
It comes out different, you know, every time you tell it, you know.
That is true.
And then people say, well, I thought you said such and such last time, you know, because you didn't remember that little bit you said.
You know somebody's going to challenge you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I'm kind of like with you when you look at somebody's character and you dismiss it, no matter how terrible it is, even though that's who that person is, you know what? Oh, we don't worry about that. We're not looking at his character. So what are you looking at? So, you know, we got this big election coming up.
Yeah, I when is that?
November 8th, I think. Let me check really quick.
I think I did hear that number.
It'll be the 7th on Tuesday.
Judges and stuff.
The judges, Mayor Schercher won't be running again. He's already ran, what, four terms. He's decided he doesn't want to run again, so we got a new guy running for mayor this year. Bill Collins, he's the one, you see all the signs everywhere, Republican ticket, and we have Glenn Coble. He's running on a Democratic ticket. He used to be, he used to always have a show here on the radio as well. He's one of ours. But he had to resign because he was running for mayor. And marijuana's on the ballot and abortion. So everybody's looking for marijuana to pass.
Yeah.
So that's a big one. So you got your registration all intact, address, ID, same. Is it the same? So you can vote?
You're asking me a question or making a statement?
I'm asking you a question. Are you able to vote? Good. Vote. Your son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I did when he got here.
Amen.
Well, that was the first thing I did when I got here, too.
Right.
Because I got here in October. 2020.
Are you been back that long? It's going on. Well, it's 3 years, going on 4. Because we're almost at 2024 already. Wow. Time goes by so fast. So fast.
Kind of interesting how it does.
Isn't it? Oh my gosh. It's like if you blink your eye,
it's gone.
You missed it.
Yeah.
You have missed it. You're like, wow, where'd that go? What am I going to do? But we're going to keep on living and keep on trusting God. To be God and help us.
That's all you got.
Right. You're so right.
And the thing is, if you want more, you can pretend to get more and do whatever, but the bottom line is, man, God is where it's at.
Well, he's the answer. Always has been, always will be, the only answer to life. To life.
He wrote all the questions. So, yeah, he got all the answers.
Right. And wrote the answers. Gave us the answers, right?
Well, he showed you where they were. And he gave you a way to look them up. So, yeah, you could say that. See, I don't want to just say he gave them to you because somebody said, he didn't give them to you because you had to go out, you know. But he did give them to you.
Yeah, he did.
You know, and
they're all in the Bible.
You still have to go out and look for it.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's what life is about. It's about you going out there experiencing life, falling down, skinning up your knee, breaking your arm. You know, you got a big hickey on your head.
I don't know about all that because that sounds like somebody going to be dead.
Oh, well.
But I understand your point.
Yeah, the course of your life, how many injuries have you had? Physical.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Who knows?
See what I mean? But it taught you something.
I hope so. I'm serious though.
I know.
Because sometimes, you know, stuff is for naught. You know, you just fall and you be like, what the hell? you just got to be careful.
That's yeah, you do.
Look, things that didn't used to be a hindrance can now be deadly to you when you get in your 60s, like a sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, normally you can walk down, little kids can walk down a sidewalk, see a crack a quarter of an inch too high, and walk right over it. It's going to catch your foot if you're a senior citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll trip your ass. Excuse me for saying the truth. Done had it done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just easy to fall.
Yes, it is. And I've tripped many times and hurt myself.
You can fall if you're not careful.
Yep.
You know what I want to get me?
What's that?
I'm too lazy to go get it. When I'm thinking about it, a walking stick.
Cane?
No, not a cane. I don't want nothing to lean on me. Yeah, don't be leaning on me. You might be too big. Knock me down. Then both of us be like, fell down, can't get up. Anyway, a walking stick.
Okay.
What it does is that the walking stick, you see them, people be walking with them, and they balance you. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of times when you're walking and you get elderly, you have a little bit of a...
lean to one side?
Well, your knee might get a little weak until you walk, until you get it right. And what that does is that keeps you with a third leg, so where you can kind of like, boom, bam. We do it anyways.
Right.
Sort of. Because it ain't cool to be falling, man.
It's not. Or feeling like you're falling. Or losing your balance. We are out of time, Willie. I've had a good time with you today.
Yeah, that's what they always
I'm say. Sure our audience have had a good time. Thank you for tuning in once again.
Don't forget
to
donate.
Voice of a People. Yeah, we do take donations. So.
Yeah, don't forget to donate.
So don't forget
because
to donate.
People don't understand, money is what makes the world go round.
Yes, it does. Yes, it
take
does.
Take all the money out of the world and watch everything come to a screeching halt.
So next time,
yes.
Be blessed.
Peace.
Linda Sims. Over and out. Thank you, Willie.
Uh-huh.
God bless you.
Yeah, I gotta go over here and take